Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're here. So, hey, everybody, how are you? I've got myself and Whitney. Sue, are you still here? I didn't lose you, did I? Sue?
What?
Hey. Sue is supposed to be. Oh, okay. We're all here. Anyway, so this is our class, or not our class, but our mastermind group. And Max, this morning, because Sue has challenged me for 30 days to post what I'm grateful for. And I got to tell you guys, I wanted to wait till I got, because people are coming on, but I wanted to wait and tell you guys this. This has really been an abundant time for me. I mean, I've had some realizations and increase in prosperity in every area of my life. And this is the seventh day that I'm going to do it. So my intention is to keep on doing it, you know what I mean, and that kind of thing. And Whitney, I know you can't talk, but Whitney's got a new Facebook page out, Whitney Ladd. And so I'm going to spell it. If I spell it wrong, you need to tell me, Whitney, or just like ring a tambourine. WHITNEYLADD. So facebook.com/WhitneyLadd, I believe, or you can Google it or put it in the Facebook page and you'll get it. It's beautiful. It's uplifting, very spiritual. And Sue, it's just not irreverent like you and I do. Okay, so it's all good and sweet and together, and it looks amazing. It's like your lavender door. I need to be more like that myself. Anyway, so Sue, tell us about you. What's going on with you and your what you're doing? Because your intentions, and you're like blowing me away. You're my hero. So
I don't know about that. Well, I'm really excited. So one of my intentions is just to get into better health. I do need to get my weight down. I need to feel better about myself. I need to get up in the mornings earlier, which I've been doing, so I'm really excited, and I'm appreciative to you guys for helping me with that. And then last night I did my first water aerobic class. And I was telling Cherie, I'm so excited because I did the whole class. I didn't take a timeout, and I did the whole thing, and I was still able to get up this morning.
That's amazing. You know what she's not telling you guys that are listening, and James and Allison, I'm glad you're here, and I want to hear, we all want to hear your intentions and each other's intentions, because there's strength and magic and power in numbers. And the most important part is this woman works in a tough position, and it requires a lot of mental power, brain power, thinking quick on your feet. And you went and did that water aerobics class at 8 p.m. in the evening. And God bless you, because most of us are relaxing, and good for you. And
it starts at 8:30, so I'll be doing it on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Wow, good for you. Hey, I'm doing it. Just think about it this way. I'm doing an 8:30 class myself, 8:30 to 9:30. I called James last night. I'm so tired. He's like, well, you can go do it, Therese. Anyway, Whitney, I know you're here. Whitney Ladd, Facebook page. I will send it out and post it on my on Angel Coaches. You guys gotta go check it out. She's an amazing coach. And then the Lavender Door, which Sue does. And James is a coach. He's coaching training. James, what's going on with you? I know that you've got some great stuff out there. So share this. What's going on with you? And what are you looking for to make happen?
Well, I'm trying to find all of my strengths to get through some interesting situations that have occurred. So I have been very thankful for the ability to find the strength and to get through that. Plus, working on the physical part as well, going to the gym, lifting weights 3 times a week, and then now I'm also seeing a specialist. She's a chiropractor, acupuncture specialist, so trying to get all of my body aligned and balanced. So if I have an inner balance, I can have an outer balance, so to speak.
I'm going to use that. I need an inner balance so I can have an outer balance too. Isn't that cool? That's great. Good for you. That's great.
Thanks.
Anyway, by the way, I'm going to go see his acupuncturist I was like, man, I need acupuncture. I need massage. I just need some balance work on myself. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, my foot hurts. Right, my foot hurt for 2 years. I had one treatment, and my foot does not hurt. so I really believe that it works.
That's good. Anyway, congratulations on that one. How about you, Allison? What's going on?
Well, as I'm downing my Cliff Bar sitting in Atlanta traffic drinking coffee. let's see. I like what James said about working on the inner balance so you can have the outer balance, because that's exactly where I'm at right now. I, too, am dealing with some things, but every day I get up, it's better and better, and because I'm really setting my intention high and raising my vibration. Exercising-wise, I mean, I have not exercised like I normally have or would have for months now, but this past weekend I walked, I don't even know how many miles, and it felt great, and I slept great, and so for me, it's going to be getting back up in the mornings, going back to the gym. I'm going to start out by trying to get back to the gym at least 3 times a week, and then I'll up it to 4 and then see how I feel. And so, and then just managing stress. I just have a lot going on at work right now. I'm trying to find an assistant director to help lighten my load. So that's what's going on with me. And I'm coming to see you this weekend to learn how to do Reiki, and I'm very excited about that.
We're teaching a Reiki class. James, I'd love for you to stop by, you and Sammy, so we can do a treatment on you. Okay, I'll get more with you about that. So if you want to do it, or Sammy and you together, however that works. So that would be great. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm really excited about that. Really, really, really excited about that. I think that's what's keeping me going right now.
Whitney, can you talk or no? Yeah, if I don't, do you want to say anything or you just want to chill? Okay. I'm going to, Whitney's on there with me and she's at work.
We're
back
the tambourine.
Yeah, Whitney and tambourine.
Okay.
Mrs. Bojangles, okay? That's all good.
Oh, no.
Whitney Ladd, you guys got to go to her Facebook page. It's beautiful. It's inspiring. And it's got some great tools on there to use. So she's a speaker coach, and she is really helping put the site together, which, by the way, tonight we have it at 8 o'clock. You guys, he's helping us work with it. So if any of you guys want to know, I'm going to put an email out about it. Listen, this sounds great, but here's the deal. What is something you really want to create in your life? I'm going to share this. I'll start because I have no issue with this, all right? And Whitney, I know she told me she wants to spend every Christmas, she's got a dream board. And on her dream board, she has a place she wants to go every Christmas. Here's what I want to create. Next year, or in 2017, I would like to get a new Tesla. Or a new van, okay? Do you understand? I love fast cars. James and I talked about that. He loves them, too. And so that's something I want to do, and I want to have the financial freedom to create that. I want to go to Mitsubishi and hang out with the monks over there and explore and just have a great time and have residual income to back that up. And there's a way we can do that. So that being too big of a dreamer, I don't think so. It's on my dream board. And how about you? Anybody else want to volunteer what one of their big dreams are? I know Whitney's got a huge dream board herself, and she's talked to me about it, so I'm not going to, I'll let her share that on another day. But how about Sue, James? James, I know you got some big dreams there. James has got his own studio to do hair, so he's a business person himself. He's quite successful at it. And even under the concentration camp that you lived under with an ex. So go ahead.
Right. I want that inner peace. That's what I'm looking for most. But I also financial freedom as well. So my biggest one is the financial freedom.
Right.
That I no longer owe the IRS any money. That's financial freedom for me.
Wow. Yeah. Financial freedom. You know, and most people don't understand that. There's a guy today who's like, if you're unlimited in your income and you can have these type of lights. And I was like, well, who says that, right? Somebody who's unlimited in their income. I would like to have that residual income coming in where it's not based solely on me. It's based on, and we're creating that here at Angel Coaches. If you guys want to get on and enjoy that, now's the time to really make it happen. But it requires focus and dedication. Okay. Sue, do you want to say anything which you want to create?
You already created.
Okay, go ahead.
So we have our float pod business that we're starting, and I just want to create, you know, a successful float pod business for me and my husband, so that, you know, that's a way for my husband to bring income in because he's unable to work because he has some really bad back and health problems. And so I just really want to get that going. I mean, I've got the float pod. I just need to get it going and get the word out there and get people in the door.
Well, now you're creating videos, and that's a whole, and we'll talk about that more. You guys creating videos, some of you guys are really on board with that, with Angel Coaches, and getting your business out there, getting your name out there, because it's going to go all around the world. And Michael is pressing me about it. I had 3 calls from him yesterday. I ignored them. I told him to call him today. It's all good. But, you know, where we can, our videos, and it's a subscription where people can go in there and download our videos. And so James or our Sue's like got the, you know, the pod business that she does, or Whitney's got her spiritual business, and we all do what we do, showing them how to do stuff. James works with a pendulum. So, you know, he can do stuff like that, or, you know, how to make your hair look great in 5 easy steps, or something. I don't know. But, you know, there's a mind, body, and spirit. So it's like, you know, we can talk about that and put some videos out there. That is one way to build some residual income. And what if you have soup, right? So how cool is that? Anyway, Allison, what do you want to create? You want to say anything, something unlimited? What would you, could you dream of, your biggest dream? Come hang out with me in the, with the mic.
Exactly.
Right?
I would. I'd love to come hang out with you on the beach. Obviously, I would like to have residual income to be able to support, you know, traveling and taking more classes, at least, you know, like really delving into the more of the metaphysical realm, you know, really being able to become more of a student and to be able to learn to do more and more and really tap into my gifts, really become really clear about my gifts, really with empathic and the clairvoyant, clairsentient, not so much audio, but I feel things, and really being able to open up that third eye is something that I really would like to do. I'd like to have, obviously, pay off all of my debt and be completely debt-free, and I'd like to buy a house. I don't know if it's something around water, whether it be in the mountains, on a lake, or on a river, or down by the ocean. But I just feel like I'm compelled that I want to be around a lot of around water and just and quiet and peacefulness. So that's something that I'd like to really work on this year. And you know, and always, I mean, I wanna have a great relationship. I wanna have a great love. I've been really trying to do that for the last 4 years, and there's been a lot of roadblocks. But I think that that's just because I'm in a process of really, really learning and really clearing out myself. And so I'd like to complete that process so I can move on.
Good deal. Wow, that's beautiful. So, you know, guys, we can create it. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, because I've made a great deal of money before, making a great deal of money now, and I've always lived below my means. Not always, okay, but right now I have, because that's what my father taught me. He says, don't be, and some of us have done that, don't be house rich and cash poor, right? Or have more months than due money, right? And
yeah.
So I'm going to teach a workshop on an entrepreneur workshop, because I've been an entrepreneur all my life, okay? And I know how to create money. I know how to create residual money. And I'm putting that together now. I've done it before. And some of you guys, I'd love to see you take it. I will get with you about it. Just send me an email or a text about it, and I'll show you. And as we're going too, I know you want to take it, and we talked about that the other day. Because you got to work smarter, not so hard, and you got to get real about it. And James, you're an entrepreneur. You know this. And James became an entrepreneur out of desperation, and then it became who you are. You moved down here to South Florida, and you've always came out on top. But there's some of us that don't know how to think like an entrepreneur, and that's okay. School doesn't teach us how to think like that, but school teaches how to think like an employee and expect a check. But you know what? When you look at yourself and say, I got to make it happen, and you do whatever it takes to get it done with integrity, ethics, and spirituality, God first, your friends and your family, second, that God keeps that, in, you know, that relationship with your higher power, God, I call angels. And then the third thing is your career and your passion, what you're passionate about, what you do, then I promise you it's going to happen. But guys, and so that's what I want to share with you, leave with you now. But here's my, let's, guys, if you can't, we'll close it because then people better go back to work. Anybody have anything they want to add? Some cool thing or whatever? I like what you said, inner balance, outer balance things. I'm going to use that in my life today. Thank you, by the way. Anybody else want to add anything?
No, I just want to wish everybody just many blessings today. I hope that people can find peace, inner peace, and that everybody has a really wonderful day.
Yeah, right. Me too. And be prosperous. I know. Man, just be prosperous and have a great time. By the way, I found a decree that I use for abundance. I'm posting it in about 5 minutes. I know I sent it side out. There's a lot of them there. This is one that I sent to my dad. So, and you guys, I'll post it for you guys as well. Anyway, you guys have a great day. And tonight we have Dr. Doolittle doing animal communication, Victoria. So if you want to talk to your animal, she's got some great stories and really developing, more developed her ability with that. It's amazing, some sweet stories, inspirational stories, and how she's becoming an entrepreneur, being a government employee. Can you believe that, right? All right, everybody, I'm going to say a prayer. You guys can say one, say something after or with it or however. But dear God, angel, spirit, and the God, goddess of our understanding, thank you, and the angels, and the causal plane, thank you for helping us, and the thing that helping us achieve our goals, helping us to make our dreams happen. Dreams and goals are the same. Goals just put a timeline on it. And thank you for helping us in whatever service that we're doing to serve you, serve God, serve humanity, however that looks. And heal our bodies, minds, and spirits, and work together as a team. There is some power here in numbers. And we say amen, and so it is. Anybody want to add anything?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. No, thank you.
All right, you guys, take care. Namaste. See you tonight. We have I'm going to get with you guys about the show and the... and I'll also send an email out about the call. I think the call with the webmaster is at 8, and Whitney's really the webmaster. Okay, she's the one doing everything. We love her. Thank you, Whitney. And Whitney's like, yeah, there's my ring and my tamarine. Okay, you guys, take care. 5K run. Yeah, you know who's doing it? Okay, Sue's going to do it. James has already said his foot is not hurting. He's doing it. I'm doing it. Okay, Allison is a runner. Okay, she's saying downplaying herself, but she's a runner. And Whitney says someday, one summer, she'll do it. That reminds me of my mother. When are we going to Disney World? Someday. Whitney, I'm teasing
you. Right.
I love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.